This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Well, the COVID-19 crisis came to a head here in Klamath Falls last week. After the announcement that our governor was closing the state down again for 2 weeks, the Klamath County Commissioners penned a letter expressing their dissatisfaction with that decision. In addition, there was a rally downtown in opposition to the shutdown, with several of our elected officials attending. In response, a group of local health care workers, including doctors and nurses, penned an opinion piece in the newspaper rebutting the commissioners and instead laying out the case for following our governor's orders. Did either one of them change anyone's mind or their opinion about the COVID-19 lockdown? I doubt it. One thing everyone agrees on is they don't want to get COVID-19 and become gravely ill. At the same time, how long are we supposed to sit at home and stare at the wall? This is really the question. Face it, we're all burned out on the whole COVID-19 pandemic. Does that make it go away? Well, no, of course not. But I think we need to take a whole new approach to how we're going to deal with this virus. Shutting down the economy, killing small businesses, and bankrupting parents who must stay home with their children rather than send them to school is simply not the answer. Do I think the commissioners were right taking a stand on the shutdown? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I do. We cannot continue to blindly follow shutdown orders while everyone suffers, except, of course, those that are making these shutdown decisions. We've told citizens over and over again about the importance of wearing a mask, social distancing, and washing their hands. Having our governor take it a step further and asking you to squeal on your friends and neighbors if they have a normal Thanksgiving is absolutely un-American. Governor Brown is dead wrong, as usual. Now, the healthcare workers. Do I think they were right to write an op-ed opposing the commissioner's stand? Well, sure, it's their job. You have to understand that strictly addressing the COVID pandemic from a medical point of view would result in total shutdown until there were simply no cases of it available at all. Even medical people understand we simply can't do that in America, but they'd be derelict in their duty if they didn't push in that direction. So what do we do? Well, in my humble opinion, if you want to deprive us of our liberty to have open businesses, our kids attending school, and our right to freedom, if you will, then you need to pay for it. After all, financial health is perilous as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. On a national level, the federal government needs to allocate more money to small business and additional money to the unemployed. Statewide, we need to extend unemployment benefits indefinitely until this whole pandemic has ended. And hopefully, that will be soon, either through a vaccine or herd immunity. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.